folks, welcome back to Diana Prince Secret Agent. This is episode number 5, and I am one of your hosts, Ed.
I'm your other host, Terry.
Keep in mind, there will be spoilers as we're looking at issue 182 of the first volume of Wonder Woman. This is Wonder Woman's mod era. You know, I'm kind of getting tired of saying that all the time.
Well, don't say it anymore. It's from 1969. Just use your imagination.
Yeah, it's cover dated May, June, 69, and it was on sale March 4th.
For 12 cents.
Supposedly of 1969.
I paid a lot more than 12 cents.
Oh, for the book now?
Yes.
Well, inflation?
I guess.
Pandemic? I don't know. Gasoline prices?
I don't think I can blame the pandemic on this.
The war in the Mediterranean. Who knows what it is? If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us at Teal Productions on Twitter, on Blue Sky, and Facebook. All Teal Productions. Teal is T-E-A-L, like the color. Also on Twitter, if you want to get in touch with Terry all by herself without me knowing, that would be Tooth Gnasher on Twitter. IamIndieMan at gmail.com is the email address, and comicbooknoise.com/TNCTangoNovemberCharlie is the website. It's my understanding that maybe here before too long that may actually be changing, but I don't know to what or anything about that. It's above my pay grade. I do want to say thank you to Universal Production Music for usage of the intro and outro for the podcast. Now, let me take a look at some creatives here. First, let's do this. Let me give you the synopsis for this. Tim Trench fires over the heads of Diana and Ching. They didn't
spoiler,
say
spoiler.
They didn't say I Ching. Well, but this is a synopsis.
I know.
Telling them his action isn't anything personal, but that's good. Not being personal, firing over their head. So you would think, well, if I shot you, it would be personal. You would kind of think it's not. Yeah. Anyways. But he will fire for real the next time. He takes Cyber's jewel box, but does not ally himself with Cyber and leaves in the helicopter Cyber had intended as her escape craft. Cyber and her agents fail to convince Diana and Ching to join them and loose trained falcons on them, making their escape while Diana and Ching fight off the birds. Ching is hurt in the fight, but he and Diana are aided by the wealthy Reginald Hyde White. Remember that name?
Yes.
I lost my place. Who appears as if by coincidence. Hyde White takes Diana and Ching as his guests to his home of London, where Diana finds herself falling in love with him. Ching goes to visit an old friend who is killed by one of Cyber's agents. Ching learns that Cyber will strike during a treasure hunt held by Lady Rothwell, and he, Diana, and Hyde White soon learn that Rothwell is a Cyber agent, and the hunt is a ploy for Cyber to stage a jewelry robbery of wealthy guests. Or actually, I guess it'd be a jewel robbery. Diana throws Cyber and her crew off balance, but Reggie pulls a gun on her and reveals that he, too, is an agent of Cyber, though he was truly falling in love with Diana. Cyber escapes, but Diana, in tears, beats Reggie insensible. I don't know if that's the right word.
Unconscious.
Insensate. Then she runs away, telling Ching she is never coming back. In another dimension, Queen Hippolyta tells an Amazon that she must bring Princess Diana back to her. Okay, now, Reginald Hyde White, Scooby-Doo, the episode with the armor. You've seen that one.
Yes.
Professor Hyde White, he was involved in that. And I wondered when I read this if there's any relation.
Probably not.
Is the professor who got him his money, even though we find out
probably
he lost
not.
It all? So. Okay.
And we knew that Reginald Hyde White was in cahoots with the bad people back at when they first left, because as they were escaping from the town, Cobra Lady said, well, now we'll leave it up to him. There's a line in there.
Yeah, of some sort.
He needs to do his
Cobra?
Job.
Cyber,
I'm sorry.
Cobra is a different podcast.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, some creatives here. The cover, which... Let's talk about the cover first, because it's really bad. Is from Mr. Mike Sikowski, Dick Giordano, Jack Adler, and Gaspar Saladino. Pencils, inks, colors, and letters. And it is, it's not a good piece of art to my eye. It's really not. I see what they were trying to do, but 2D rendering maybe just didn't pull it up. I don't know what it is, but it's just not. The colors picked, I think the perspective, the composition.
Well, the colors are very 60 colors to me. They're very vibrant orange, vibrant yellow, and then a green. So they're very 60 psychedelic colors to me. I don't think that the drawing is very good because Diana's head is bigger than what it should be for her body. And it's also positioned weirdly for the way her hands are up against bigger. The wall.
Yeah.
Ching is much more, I've gotten
yes. accustomed. Everything is I Ching. Yes. Yeah.
Ching is much more proportional in the picture.
And the picture is actually, this is something taken actually from the story for once. Ching and Diana are trapped, mm-hmm. pinned in a corner of a room or a hallway that they were in. And the assailants that are going after them are dropping from on high down towards them. All of the assailants are colored darkly as if in shadow because mm-hmm. I guess the above part
was in shadow. And they have swords because guns are not a thing.
Swords and daggers. Mm-hmm. This one girl here falling has mm-hmm. one of each. And so you've got three, maybe four people, all darkened, blobby kind of things falling out of the air from a darker to a lit area. Now, the lit area is lit in the yellow, like you said. Orange is just kind of a part of the cover color with Diana and Ching in the colored portion. So some of the drawing, you're right, it looks off, but at least the lighting is appropriate and you can see them and you can see detail and everything like that. Whereas the other, 65 or 70% of the cover, it's all these dark, blobby figures falling, and it's like just bleh.
Well, on the original book, the cover, because you're looking at something digitally and I'm looking at the actual book, mm-hmm. the woman that's foremost in is pretty much in good detail.
She's green, but
she's pretty much just in good detail. I mean, that's just to show that she's in shadow, yeah. I do believe, is what the green is. But she's in good detail. And then everybody else, all you see is their boots.
Yeah, it's
pilgrim boots, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, with the big buckle uh-huh. on the, yeah, you see here.
It's a pilgrim boot.
Yeah, I just pilgrims. Didn't. There are people, of course, who have favorite artists and artists they don't like and everything. Mike Sikowski, I've seen. Let me go ahead and do that also, the interior stuff. He did the interior. I don't have a problem with him as an artist, per se. The script pencils are by Mike Sikowski. The inks by Dick Giordano. The letters by John Costanza. And unlike the cover colors, which were by Jack Adler, either Jack didn't want to claim or they just went to somebody else because the colors for Inside are unknown. Mm-hmm. Jack should have claimed Inside because I think it's colored a little bit better than the cover.
Yeah. And
so maybe that would have helped him out a little bit there. But, Inside the art, I thought it was fine. I don't know. That cover just was not, to my
not
eye,
your favorite.
A good cover. No. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So we open the book pretty much where we left off last issue.
Yes.
Dude,
we were in suspense name? Until you spoiled it.
Because he shot at the end of last issue. Uh-huh. And you see he's holding the smoking gun. Well, no, mm-hmm. he shot and he's holding the smoking gun mm-hmm. this issue. Mm-hmm. But then he talks. The second panel, he says, I missed on purpose. Mm-hmm. So you find out pretty quick that it was a ploy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is Tim Trench. Jewel thief extraordinaire. I don't know. He's just somebody to move the story along, it seems. Well, yeah. So, but yeah, like the synopsis said, Cyber bought him off so that he would off them, and then he turns on both sides. Mm-hmm. He betrays Wonder Woman and Ching by agreeing to what Cyber wanted, but then he takes the payment from Cyber, doesn't do what he's supposed to, and skips. Mm-hmm. So he double crosses? I don't know what you would call that. But he double crossed both sides, basically, the good guys and the bad guys. And so you're kind of, I was kind of left reading it wondering, well, is he a good guy or not? So, and by the end of the story, I still don't, it's like, I'm like, you're not convincing me, dog. I don't know what you're trying to do. Some more of the James Bondy, kind of stuff.
Mm, with the snowmobiles.
With the
vroom, vroom.
Cyber's, troops who are all female. Coming to the rescue. And what it is it's two, well, the actually, they're not snowmobiles. They're propeller, well, yeah, they are, but they say they're propeller driven, which snowmobiles are like gas motor with treads. So I don't know how these hovercraft snowmobiles is what they are. So a couple of them come in, each with two, one driving, one riding. The one riding has a bird on their arm, which zipping and zooming around, I don't know that you could manage to keep a hunting falcon on your arm. I don't think it would work though. Even though they're hooded. Now they do show them hooded. But I would think you're going too fast to.
Depends on how she's trained them.
To get, well, yeah, I guess. Here, this one looks kind of like a pheasant, the way it's hooded here and the green and I don't know. Anything stands out to you here? Anything you want
to
add?
She tries to get Diana to join them once again. And Diana's like, no, I'm not going to do it. You're evil. And she's like, fine. So she takes the hood off of the falcon and
loose the pigeons.
And they leave, leaving the falcons to attack Diana and Ching.
Which all of a sudden they go into shadow. I wonder, is that because the artist didn't think they could render birds very well?
Could be.
So they kind of, because several panels are that dark greenish and black. Mm-hmm. And then there's a panel that is just completely black. And so it's like, well.
Just to show the direness of the situation.
Okay.
It's more dire if it's in shadow.
I'm not feeling that. But okay, that could be what they were after. I don't know. But yeah, the cover shadow returns, mm-hmm. apparently. Mm-hmm. Her felling blow there finally, mm-hmm. is in shadow. It's always in shadow when she's fighting the birds.
It's like when we watch movies, we're always like, why do they have to put all the action parts in night
at night? Yeah, at night in the middle of a forest when there's no full moon or no, it's like,
and you can't see anything. Why and you're do like, you what do the that? Heck? What the heck? So Ching is unconscious, laying there on the ground after the fight with the falcons, which they win. They do eventually win.
Yeah, do you think she killed them all?
I'm preferring to think that maybe they flew away.
Well, there's...
No animals were harmed. I know that dead one here. Well, I know that. No animals were harmed in the making of this movie.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be dead. Maybe it's just laying there unconscious. But you do see one laying there.
Ching is also unconscious.
Yes, like Ching.
And that's when Reginald pulls up in his fancy little...
Hide white with his car. Driving leather gloves. Uh-huh.
And says, I'm no medicine man, but I can take you to... I have some firsthand in the boot of my car.
Well, they're over in Europe.
Yeah, I know.
So it's got to be boot.
And I'll bring it right on over and maybe we can get you some help. And that is when she says, it's up to Reggie now. He must not fail.
So you know that Reggie's a plant.
So we'll
come back to it, but there's some cool ads there.
Yeah, we'll come back to the ads like we normally do.
And then there's a whole full page ad.
So Ching wakes up and she's like, how do you feel? And he's like, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. So we have to get to them before they do anything even more bad. We have to follow the bad people. So Reginald's like, well, I have a plane. I have this car. I have a plane. I have a medicine cab. I have everything
that you could
possibly need.
He's a rich Englishman because he knows
we find out later he's really not rich anymore.
The boot is on a car. Yeah.
But anyway, they get in the plane and they go, the plane.
Yes, that kind of plane.
Yes. And they go to get some new clothes because they are not dressed. She is not dressed in the style of which he feels she needs to be dressed.
Diana and Reggie go to get clothes. Now, Ching doesn't.
So they leave Ching going to visit his friends because he has friends everywhere.
I guess Chinatown and London.
So they can find out what's going on.
Right.
And she goes off with Reginald to buy new clothes because happiness for any healthy, red-blooded young gal is bedecking herself in the latest fashion finery. And our Wonder Woman just happens to be a healthy, red-blooded young gal.
That's what it says here. So this all happened because Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, is a female.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think a dude would have?
I don't know.
Would have done Reggie and a dude? Would they have gone to like a bar, a pub, and drank some?
Could be.
Some. Yeah. Okay.
So she tries on several outfits, and they hear people talking about the treasure hunt that's going to happen at the rich English lady's place. And she ends up in a... Do you like that one the best?
I like that one.
He likes the orange mini skirt with the black leggings and the over-the-knee boots.
And the gloves up to the forearm. up to the... Whatever. The forearms down here. What is this?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is. Between the elbow and the shoulder. Yep. What is that called?
I don't know.
The bicep.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll call it a bicep.
Up to the bicep.
There we go.
So she ends up in a lovely cat suit with a gold belt and some semi-modest heeled boots.
Yes.
And she looks very go-go 60s-ish.
Very reminiscent of this whole mod thing that she is trying to do.
Yes.
It's not the sweatsuit. Tracksuit that she's famous for from this period.
And at first I thought it was black, but it's not. It's a dark green.
Yeah,
it's a very dark green.
Looks like a dark green.
And he has picked out a yellow cloak to go with it.
Oh so, yeah, for her. Yeah. Okay.
So now they are fully dressed and they are going out to go meet up with Ching because they had arranged. They had said that they were going to meet each other at 3:00. So they are ready to go meet up with Ching.
Should he have picked a hat for her?
No.
No. No hat.
No. No hat.
I think a hat would have set that.
And I thought this was Doctor Who there for a moment when.
It does look like the Tom Baker.
We're in England, and this is a kind of a Doctor Who.
And in 69,
was he the Doctor Who?
No, I don't think so. It was way too early.
It was one of the old men. It was
69 would have been.
I think the second old.
I'm not sure. The Mo, the dude that looked like Mo from the Three Stooges movie. Yeah, I don't remember.
So
and
then,
actually. Whoever is listening, go ahead and tell me like 8 weeks after I record this who this was. And I won't remember that we talked about this, but you can tell us.
So then we switch back to Ching and he is talking to one of his buddies.
What's his name? What's his name? Wan Lo. Mm-hmm. Two words, Wan Lo. Yeah. No hyphen there. Okay.
So they're getting ready to have tea and a girl brings the teapot. And while she's bringing the tea and pouring it, Wan Lo is talking about, I'm sorry you lost your sight. And Ching is like, but you gained so many other things. And he's the one that hears the tick, 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 tick coming from the tea kettle.
The tea kettle is ticking.
And he knocks the tea kettle across the room. So it blows up across the room. Yeah, we're once again green.
In shadows.
In
shadows. Yeah.
It's because all bad things happen in shadows.
I guess. I don't know. Kind of like all bad or all bald men are bad guys. Uh-huh. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baldy.
Yeah.
So
I'm evil.
Uh-huh. So Ching is unconscious for just a second, but his friend is dead.
Yeah, because Ching knocked it away, but apparently not far enough away
And Ching, who relies a lot on his hearing because, you know, he's blind, that's very loud and he loses a little bit of his hearing also. But then he does hear the young woman who was serving the tea moaning. And he goes over and she's like, I'm sorry. It wasn't supposed to go off until I was gone. She didn't say I was sorry. She just said, it wasn't supposed to go off till I was gone. And the treasure hunt must be protected, blah, 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 blah. And then she succumbs to her, either passes out or dies. I don't know which.
So because of that explosion, does that mean there was a chinging in his ear?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So he decides, Ching says, well, I have got to go meet up with Diana and we have to talk about this. After he says the little prayer for the departed souls, I've got to go and meet up with her. So he's making his way to the...
Okay, so they're in London.
Meetup
right?
place.
So what do you have to have?
The London clock tower.
Yeah, Big Ben.
Big Ben.
And what is this?
A double-decker bus.
A double-decker bus. Yeah,
all the memes.
Yeah, you got to put those things in there.
All the memes.
Yeah, that way you know they're in London.
So Ching's standing there because Diana is late going, I hope she's okay. I hope nothing's happened to her. And they finally pull up. And as they pull up, Reginald grabs Diana's little face and says, I love you, I love you, I love you. Please stay with me and marry me. And Diana's like, what? And Ching comes up and interrupts him.
As he should.
As he should. And she's like, he's like, the heart too often rules the mind. And she's like, as an Amazon woman, as an Amazon princess, Wonder Woman, I had perfect control of my emotions. But as this human Diana Prince, I'm not so in control. And I felt kind of like pissed about that.
Did you want to throw up?
Yeah, I did. So they have to get their top and they go to the treasure hunt. So Reggie's like, well, I can get you in to where the treasure hunt's supposed to happen. I know these people. I can get you into this party. So they go to the party, they pull up, and the woman there meets them with a gun and says, you know, I know all about you, and the treasure hunt is part of, I keep saying Cobra, and it's not Cobra.
Now that you've said Cobra, I don't remember either.
I'm sorry. So, Cyborg.
Cyber. Yeah.
So, Cyber. Yeah, thank you. Write that down.
I will write it down this time so we don't forget.
Cyber's agents have no sense of humor, says Diana. And she's like, you've deducted that I am in Dr. Cyber's employee. Awfully clever, aren't you, Miss Prince? Take them to the cellar. So they take them to the cellar. And remember, Diana had the jewelry made by the dude that worked for Batman. It's going to work for Batman someday.
The Irish dude. Yeah.
Because she takes off her earring and it has a grappling hook on the end. And she grapple hooks the keys off the wall and pulls them over and manages to get them all out. And they escape. And they go upstairs. But there's already commotion happened upstairs. There's nobody up there anymore. But there's a clue to the treasure hunt because they're on their treasure hunt.
Every good spy still has to have paraphernalia. I mean, even though she's she's not super anymore, but yeah, you have to make up.
Even Get Smart had the thing in the shoes.
Clever trick. Get Smart. Yeah. Wow.
I love Get Smart.
I did too, but I haven't thought of it in a long time.
So they get to the next place and they're fighting some cyber people and
yeah, but because of the knocking clue, them around. The clue leads the treasure hunt clue leads them to the next spot.
Right. And then they're in a cul-de-sac alley of bloody fame, which is where Jack the Ripper, that was the next clue.
Right.
So they're in the alleyway where Jack the Ripper killed his first victim, and that's where the cover takes place.
Right, yeah. This
but they're
panel,
even more in shadow and black blobs than they were on the front.
They actually, for as much as I didn't like that cover, put a little bit more detail in it than they did in this panel. It's a direct, almost direct reproduction of, just like expanded, more detail. So, yeah.
So, once again in shadow. Well, it is dark and it is nighttime.
Okay,
so that's okay.
All right.
They gang around her and they're holding her down. And she's like, well, Ching has told me, we've practiced how to get out of a multi-person attack. So, she manages to do that with a fwom. Don't have a lot of descriptive words in Wonder Woman, but we do have a PWHOM here in this one.
That is
a WAK whack when they whack her in the head and they knock her out.
The fwom is the sound of one assailant being used as a battering ram against another assailant.
So that's what
sounds like. Yeah. Now when you get hit in the head with the butt of a gun, it's whack, W-A-K.
Yes,
that's what that sounds like.
So they're all gathered around Diana and they're telling Ching and Reginald, if you come near us or try to do anything, we're going to put a bullet in her head. So don't do anything.
All right.
You're responsible. And she's telling Reginald, you're being very sensible. Your cooperation deserves a reward. And that's when we find out, I do believe. Isn't this what we find out? No. I'm sorry. This is not what we find out.
Here in a little bit.
In a little bit.
Yeah,
coming up. So they carry Diana in, and Cyber wants her completely conscious.
She's dressed kind of like a musketeer kind of thing,
because they're on a treasure hunt. It's a costume ball, and they're on a treasure hunt.
Yeah, she's got a short cape, and she's got a stripe across her chest. Now, she is wearing the
ruffled collar.
The Victorian ruffled collar, which kind of doesn't go with the... She has some kicking boots, though. Those puppies come above the knee, probably better than halfway up the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
They are very high boots.
So Diana wakes up and Cobra's very happy. Not Cobra. Sorry.
Cyber.
Cyber is very happy.
Which is the name of the woman and her organization.
I know. And she wants to explain that the reason they're having the treasure hunt is because they have all of these rich people here with their jewelry on, and they're going to steal it all.
The bad guy has to tell you the plan.
Yes, that's, because they're getting ready to kill you. So they have to tell you the plan.
Right, that's what you have to do as the writer. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that your
creation. So Diana's acting a little loopy so that she has time to think and long enough to actually pick up the rug underneath them and pull it so that they all fall. And she tells Reggie, as the bad people are falling because she's picked up the rug and pulled it out from under them. Pulled the rug out from under you.
Right.
And Reggie goes over and picks up the weapons and gives them to Cyber.
But also notice, in picking up the rug and knocking these people out, Diana knocked out every single light in the room.
Yes, because it's all dark in shadow again. It's all dark.
Yeah.
And she's like, Reggie, you're so wonderful. And it's like, I'm afraid not. And Cyber goes, good work, Reggie, getting all the weapons. And Reggie's like, please don't make me shoot you, Diana, because even though I am doing this for her, I have to because I'm poor and she's going to give me money.
Right.
But I love you.
I lost all my winnings, the family riches. Uh-huh. He bet them all away.
So Cyber leaves with Reggie holding the gun on Diana and Ching. Cyber leaves with all the jewels And Diana's having her moment of, this was all a lie. It was all a lie.
You said you loved me.
You said you loved me. And she's crying, and she starts beating the crap out of Reggie, which I kind of like.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can understand.
There's a pow, there's a kwam, and there's a whap. And then finally Ching says, that's enough.
Ching has to get involved.
Ching is like, don't do this anymore.
He has to talk her down.
You're gonna kill him, and you don't want to do that. So Diana screams, I'm sick of your wisdom. I'm sick of everything. Leave me alone.
She runs
out in the rain. I'm never coming back. Never, never, never.
Into the night. The rainy night. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Ching says, Dr. Cyber, too long have you gone unpunished. I vow by my ancestors that soon you will pay for your crimes in full. So he is not giving up the fight, even though Diana has run away. And this is where they tell the girl from...
Hippolyta tells one of the Amazons.
Yeah, the Amazonian girl. Tell her to go get Diana because her mother needs her.
Right. And
doesn't say why her mother needs her, just says her mother needs her.
And the person that wrote the synopsis that I read said that this is Hippolyta saying that. There's nothing in here that says that. Tell her mother needs her. That doesn't mean that it's her mother speaking. Mm-hmm. It could be anybody speaking.
Could be anybody speaking.
Yeah.
So we're left with Ching still on the hunt for Cyber.
He'll bring Diana around.
I know. Diana run off in the rain, boo-hooing.
Yeah. She just needs to get used to this human feelings since she's all human.
So it's not anywhere near time for this to end.
No. Not at all.
So why does her mother want her? I would figure that would happen at the end, and that's when she would get her powers back and be Wonder Woman again.
I don't know. I guess they wanted to maybe do something to touch base with that aspect of Wonder Woman so that people reading wouldn't forget that it is Wonder Woman that we're talking about.
People are complaining about the...
could be.
Supermod, non-powered...
No, we go until early, at least 200, and then maybe another two or three issues. So
that's what I thought.
So we still have, if this is coming out monthly, I think it's coming out monthly, we still have a year and a half plus of real time before... We're done with all this. So, it's going to be around still for a while. It's still going to be around for much longer than we have talked about it.
Okay.
That's what we got. And if I seem or sound distracted, I'm sorry. One of the cats, the cuter of the two, just jumped up on the table here with us.
She's the sound engineer.
Sniffing around. Yeah. All right. So, let's
see. We'll go back to the ads.
Yes.
Another favorite part of ours.
Because you're in the way. I think there are some other people that listen to this that enjoy this also. So, okay.
No, you can't stand on the ad, honey. I can't see it.
The first time we run into something is the...
The very first inside cover.
Yeah,
the inside of the front cover. We have a whole treasure chest of fun.
Yeah, it's these things, the ads that had like x-ray specs and itching powder and all that kind of stuff. Joy buzzers. It's one of those ads. There's... I don't know, 8 or 10 of those things for...
And if I'm not 100% satisfied, I can return it.
To Honor House Production Corporation, Lynbrook, New York. Mm-hmm. And I know I've said this before, but I always want to test around with these addresses. And
send something.
Yeah, see if anything still exists or what you get back that, you know...
No longer delivered.
Yeah, whatever it is. If it's... more in the city and it gives a street address. I always want to go on Google and go to the street and see at this number what there is anymore. So, yeah. So what we have, several, actually a good number of story pages here. It looks like six or seven. And then at the bottom of a page here, we have a Revell
Pluck.
I guess this is for airplane models.
It's a Plucky Navy PBY.
Yeah. Okay. Because it is a plane, but it doesn't say anything about planes specifically. It just says Revell. So I guess they're just using the airplane.
Using it to pluck downed pilots out of the sea during World War II.
I've never seen this kind of plane.
Me neither.
I don't recognize it.
Yeah. And then the next page is a full page.
Yes.
Where if you buy any of the hot motorific racing cars, you get a race track attendant in the package.
And you heard her right. She said motorific. Because that is the word they use in the ad.
That is the name of the company. It's a bonus offer from Motorific.
Oh, that is the name of the company. Mm-hmm. A very nice name. And what are your options as far as track attendance?
A signal man, he has a refueling sign.
Right.
A fireman, you don't want that.
No.
A mechanic, woohoo. An attendant.
Okay.
I'm assuming that he's the one that fills up your gas tank.
Although he looks like an attendant at a gas station, not at a racetrack. Okay.
A trackman who fills in the holes when you do something bad. I don't know.
He's got a shovel. Yeah.
And a flagman who has the flag to start your race.
Right. Yeah. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. The attendant. I'm like, I'm at a race. I'm not at my local gas station. I'm not at
Shell.
Gomer. Who was Gomer's cousin that had the gas station?
Goober was Goober. Gomer. No. It wasn't a cousin that owned the gas station.
Oh, I thought he was related to Gomer.
No.
Oh.
He was not related.
Oh, okay.
So then our next full page ad is a super special Superboy giant sized comic spectacular.
For how much?
That you can buy for 25 cents.
For a quarter.
25 cents. And two fantastic book length novels.
I was going to say, does it say how many pages? So that means it's probably 45 pages or so.
My goodness, for a quarter.
And it is issue 156 for the Superman fans out there. Superboy issue 156 is what is being advertised here.
And then our next ad is a half-page Aquaman ad wanted by the underworld, dead or alive, in a big why, in kind of a psychedelic look.
But and the cool thing is that he's Aquaman. I guess this cover. Yeah, this is the cover for Aquaman 45. He's laying on the beach. And he's unconscious, and there's a sign pinned to him or whatever says, wanted by the underworld, dead or alive, is scratched out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making you think that he's Aquaman dead. Is lying here dead in this. Yes.
Now, one of my favorite things from back then, I guess they're assuming that women are buying these Wonder Woman comic books women in 1969.
Buy comic books. They buy comic books.
Because they always have some interesting little thing in here. This is marriage a la mode. And it tells you that during a Muslim ceremony, the bride and groom are seated facing a mirror on the floor. And in front of the mirror are a silver compote of sweets representing the sweetness of their life to be. And two silver candlesticks representing light and happiness. And it has a picture of them sitting there in front of the mirror.
Yeah, not the
And then the next one is when a Dayak native on Borneo chooses the girl he likes to make his wife. He initiates the courtship by carrying a load of wood for her. I like that one.
So
do some chores.
That means he's got wood for her.
Yes.
Is there any side meaning?
And it was customary in ancient Japan for a bride to have her eyebrows shaved off to symbolize her subservience to her husband and to identify her as a married woman.
I'd never heard that.
Me neither.
So if you see women walking around without eyebrows, they're taken. Wow.
And then girls eligible for marriage on Mombasa Island, Somaliland, are required to have two suitors who hold a wrestling match to determine which one will wed the girl.
And different ways, that still goes on today. Mm-hmm. Two dudes fighting for a girl, fighting however they fight. Yeah.
And then the next page after that is a full page Saga of Sword and the Sorcery preview showcase of Nightmaster. Very nice cover.
Yeah, this
of
is.
This.
I believe the book is probably going to be Showcase, and it's Showcase issue 82. Yeah, with Nightmaster on the cover. I've always kind of liked Nightmaster when he appeared in books that I've read for DC.
He's very interesting looking. Okay, our next full page is there's a new excitement about adventure coming, and it's the Adventure Comic. I can't read the numbers. It'll have to do that for you.
It's May, probably around the same time. But
Amazing Space Odyssey of the Legion.
Yeah, this is a Legion appearance in Adventure, but
Superman.
I can't make out which
being eaten
which
by
issue it is.
Big lizard.
By a lizard, yeah.
I don't know. And then the other, that was one half of the full page. Then we have the other half of the full page. We have Batman and Superman invite you to get your free coupon here. Admit one to Palisades Amusement Park. And Palisades Amusement Park opening April 5th. All comics in May through October have a free coupon, Wonder Woman says. Free ride Batman slide, free ride carousel. So there you go. You buy a comic book, and if you want to cut it up to get a free coupon out of it.
Now, this is Palisades Park, New Jersey.
If you cut it up, you're
going to
cut part of the story out because the next page is story.
Always. They never put ads back to back. You always end up, if you remove something, taking a piece of story.
Well, see, if they had put it back here.
Is there a back-to-back
because
full
there
page?
Was the full page of the Sword and the Sorcery
Swordmaster.
Saga was on the back side of the Marriage a la Mode.
You're right.
They could have put it there and you could have cut it and not ruined your Wonder Woman.
You could clip something out there. Yeah.
Silly people. Look, I'm not going to clip out some Wonder Woman comic. Okay, and our next full page of ads is actually two half pages. We have Flight Global Air Battles with Planes of All Nations, and it's you can order...
How many planes?
116 planes are available.
For $1.75.
For $1.75.
Yeah.
And you can discover how to immediately identify all of them.
And
free pilot training chart.
It comes
with all kinds of crap. And right below that is the 40 all authentic medals and insignias of the Army, Navy, and Marines for $1.75.
There you go. Play medals so that you can...
All 40 different ones.
Get your rewards here for successfully completing your flight missions with the toys above it.
Yes.
Yes, I got that.
And then our next is at the end of our story where we've seen Amazonian girl being told to bring Diana back. Right underneath that, it's like a third of a page, I guess you would say. New Matchbox models of the month. I had Matchbox.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I loved cars.
Matchbox. On a Matchbox model, even the details have details, and it shows a Volkswagen and a tractor here in this picture.
I was very sad when Matchbox went under and got bought by Hot Wheels, and then Hot Wheels was just using the Matchbox name as a line rather than, I was sad because, part of my childhood was now gone yet again because something I really enjoyed was gone. Matchbox, the company, was gone.
And then the next page is a full page ad for Batman. We're having the happening in very 60s lettering going on there. A very special issue, Batman's 30th anniversary issue of Detective Comics.
Issue 387.
And then we get to the letters that they send in about Wonder Woman. There's two letters to the editor.
Yeah, nothing really stood out. I didn't recognize any names or there was nothing like funny or pithy or anything in any of the responses like there will sometimes.
And then we have another full page of wedding stuff because, you know, a girl can't get too much of wedding stuff.
Right. You already had the rituals from around the world page.
Well, this is still from around the world because in Germany, on St. Andrew's Day, a group of unmarried people float individual cups in a vessel of water. And when two cups hit each other, those two are probably going to get married. Yeah, right. A Scottish superstition, a boy and a girl could determine their chance of marriage by placing a couple of peas from a pod on a glowing coal. If the two peas burned, the duo would marry. If the pea fell off, they would not.
I would think one or both of the peas would pop.
I know, and fall off. Yeah. And then nobody got married.
I guess.
To discover her future mate, a girl would place her initials on a cake she baked between 11 and 12 p.m. on Halloween. And it was fancied that at the stroke of midnight, she would have a vision of her husband-to-be.
That is very weird.
It doesn't
weird.
Tell you what country that's from.
No, but that's a weird one.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And then to assure her marriage to a good husband, not a bad one, a good husband.
Yeah.
It was customary for English girls to fast on St. Catherine's Day, November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving-ish.
Anniversary
of the martyrdom of St. Catherine of Alexandria.
That is Thanksgiving Day over here some years. So
that was the full page of wedding forecast that they put in there.
Some of those are pretty weird.
And then the inside.
Did you do any of those?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
I didn't either.
And then the inside of the back is Top Hit Records, 75 cents and up. Discounts of 25, 33, 50, and 75%, depending on how many you buy. All labels, all stars, no exceptions. 15 free record set with membership, oldies and goodies. This is like, remember when they had the cassettes? You could get 5 cassettes for 99 cents, but then you had to like be part of it forever, and they charged you...
CBS record? Or
I can't remember what it was, but they charged you an astronomical amount from there on out.
Right, yeah, after that ran out.
I also did that with books. I did both. I had to get out of both of them.
Yeah. Well, I did too. Who we got here? Jefferson Airplane, The Association, The Animals, Herb Alpert, Beach Boys, Beatles.
Dionne Warwick.
Moby Grape I've heard of, but I don't know that I could point any music out. Bob Dylan, Elvis, Stevie Wonder, Supreme. So some pretty big, Petula Clark, pretty big names there for the time. So that's a legit ad.
Oh, and there's your street address. You can send something to 120 East 56th Street, New York, New York, and see what's there now.
I see that. Yeah.
And then the back page is Ghostly Glow Power Strikes. The monsters are back and they glow in the dark. And it's Aurora, the company Aurora, and they've created some monsters for you.
Monster kits, yes.
Monster kits.
3D stand-up monsters. All of your classic movie monsters seem to be what is represented here.
Wolfman, Dracula,
Although,
Frankenstein,
I don't know
mummy.
Where the Forgotten Prisoner of Castlemare is. Billy, do you recognize Castlemare, C-A-S-T-L-E-M-A-R-E? I don't know what movie that is from. So give me the 411 on that if you know, Doug.
It has to be this dude back here.
Yeah, which just looks like a glow-in-the-dark skeleton
in a suit.
Messed up clothes. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's got to be from some... Well, I mean, all of these are from movies. But mm-hmm. I mean, it's not... You know, some of these characters, well, from movies. But some of these are from books mm-hmm. into movies. And some of them have transcended. I mean, if you say Dracula, everybody knows... Dracula.
He's been on
all medias. Yeah.
Depending on what age the person is, depending on what they picture when you say Dracula.
Sure. But the Forgotten Prisoner of Castlemaine, I'm like, you're using something pretty specific for that one. I don't know what that is.
The disappointing thing is that the kits do not include paint or cement.
Well, if you do that, though, I'm sure that you have, at the very least, you have cement. Now, I would not think that things of this type that you would need to paint.
It says that you do. Apparently they come in just a nondescript.
But don't they glow color. In the dark? Didn't it say that? Ghostly glow power mm-hmm. strike?
I guess you're
glow,
painting.
And they glow in the dark.
I guess you're painting their clothing, not their face
not the
or
flesh.
Their hands.
Okay. Yeah. By the way that this picture mm-hmm. looks like any exposed flesh is what glows mm-hmm. and you would paint anything else, whatever you wanted to paint it. So, and... So there we come to the end of today's journey, guys. Sorry, that's unfortunately right now all we've got for this particular issue. So 183 is next, unless, again, I look at some other appearance of Diana in another book, and there I've got a couple that I need to check out to see if they're worth talking about or not. I'm not sure. But either way, that ends it for this, the fifth episode of the Diana Prince Secret Agent Show. Anything else you want to say?
Agent
Man. Yeah, that's it. Oh, okay. And so there we go. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.